red circle on the cold dark ground, and the rain is falling down. The church door's thrown open, I can hear the organ song, and the congregation's gone.
Welcome to the Tony Tenor Show by Partisan Voices of the People. I'm Randall Jefferson, your host. Our show looks at major issues impacting the nation and region from a bipartisan perspective. We want to hear from you, our listeners. Call and join the conversation. Our call-in number is 1-888-329-3306. That's 1-888-329-3306. On X, we are at Tone and Tenor. On Instagram, our handle is at Tone and Tenor Radio. You can also like us on a Facebook page. Just type in the words Tone and Tenor in the Facebook search engine to find us. Well, as I said last week, we would continue to dig into the 76ers or 76th place, the arena that's possibly scheduled to be built here in the city of Philadelphia based on billionaires. Money based on the fact that folks are trying to say that putting an arena down in Center City, Philadelphia would have an economic boom, while displacing possibly a whole community. Now, I don't have a nickel or a quarter in this fight, but I do know through history here in this city, when we start talking about economic booms, things don't always pan out the way that the power brokers believe they're going to be. Just yesterday, after many delays, the Philadelphia City Council voted 12-4 to move this $1.5 billion project that the Philadelphia 76ers have proposed to build this arena. And one of the arguments is that we hear that Philadelphia needs to be a world, is a world-class city, needs a world-class arena. I personally totally disagree, because we as a city don't have world-class infrastructure. Our downtown is dead. We don't have the infrastructure to move people around. We don't even have a bus station. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here in the city of Philadelphia, if you're coming to visit Philadelphia, what used to be at 8th and Filbert, which was an enclosed bus station, is no more. That's going to be part of this development on the outskirts of Chinatown. If you're coming and you're going to take a bus to Philadelphia, whether it's Peter Pan, Greyhound, or what have you, you board the bus on the street, 2nd and Spring Garden. How many people are familiar with 2nd and Spring Garden? There's no bathrooms there. There's nothing to shed you from the elements of the weather. But yet and still, our leadership here in this town says to be a world-class city, we need a world-class arena. No, we need world-class infrastructure. We're not New York. If you go to New York, you can board a bus inside. You have trains that come throughout the boroughs, Long Island. You can even take a SEPTA train into New Jersey. Once you transfer from New Jersey, you can transfer to New Jersey Transit and continue to New York. Can you do that the opposite way? 12-4 You know, we had all the pompous circumstances. Council President Johnson, they delayed the votes. They delayed this. We knew, or folks knew, that it all was pompous circumstance. You know, trying to make it look like the powers that be were really concerned about what the constituents really wanted. You and I both know that's not the fact, because a lot of these council folks are in bed with the builders or the unions, and they want to keep their power. So they need that money from those union PACs, so when they are up for re-election, they can go to them and say, see, I voted the way we needed to vote. Most people know that one person that I'm always talking about here on this air, on these airwaves, is my own counsel person, Jamie Gauthier. My hat is off to her for voting against this project and being concerned about the whole and not the piece. Freshman Rue Landrieu voted against the project. Kendra Brooks, who was not there because our council is 17 members, but she was absent, but she was against the project. These are Mr. O'Rourke against the project. Mr. Young, who represents a district that they tried, or they did, put a clinic at the old nursing home on Girard Avenue without the knowledge or even consulting him. This is all about the power. It's all about the allies. It's about those that are still in bed with one another. And when you have a predominantly, something that's prominently black, and I'm saying this, predominantly black, you don't have free thinkers. As I said last week, we knew Mr. Councilman Jones would be a yay. Because why? He's an ally of the present mayor, Sherelle Parker, and his wife was appointed to city representative's job. Look at what's going on in this city. We are one of, if not the poorest city in this country. But yet and still, we could broker a deal for community benefits of $60 million when one player on a team can make $123 million over 3 years. What does that equate to? Over $33 million. For one player, but $60 million for 1.2 million people that reside in this city. And who's going to mind that store? Who's going to make sure if this passes, which we all know, that none of those 12 that voted for this are going to rescind any of their votes? Because it's the last week of council, and they want to get out for the holidays. Now, maybe some of those four that voted against the project may be called in the offices, and they may be browbeated. Their positions may be threatened. I'm not saying I know this firsthand, but we're talking about politics. And when Council President Johnson says, we have winners and you have losers, but this is best for the city. No. Is it really the best for the city? When we have people living on the street. You know, look at the numbers that are being put out there. Look at the numbers, and don't even think about everybody's talking about all these jobs. Those jobs in the arena will not take place. I'm talking about the jobs in the arena, not the construction jobs, not the laboring jobs. Won't happen for 7 years. The Sixers' plan is to open the arena by 2031. I'm not against the Sixers. I was a season ticket holder. But when those prices went up 30%, I was like, no. I can watch you on TV. There is no money set aside for Jefferson Station. which is where the arena is going to be. And SEPTA has no money. The state can't keep bailing out SEPTA in Philadelphia. That's why we have the problems we have through the Southeast or the West versus the East, which means Pittsburgh versus Philadelphia, the poorest, if not one of the poorest cities in the city of Philadelphia. How is this all going to play out? Some of those same people that voted for this may not be around in 2031. We may not know what's going to happen for a few years if that arena is built. Everything is speculation. You know, in some of the interviews, some of the council said may, possible opportunity, you know, the play on words. There was nothing concrete said. And I agree to the extent where folks said there was not an ulterior motive to the arena, to downtown. But again, I ask each and every one of you that voted for this, why did Disney back out? Because that project was supposed to revitalize Center City. That was on the old Gimbels, where Gimbels department store stood. They backed out of it. If you take a look at Chestnut Street, during the Good administration, when all of those stores closed, you had high-end stores. They closed. And now what do you have downtown? You're not going to have high-end stores downtown because of an arena. You're not going to have a shopping district because of an arena. I'm not sure who's going to mind the store, but I do know economically, every time this city has said something was going to solve an economic crisis from taxes on, we have never solved it. Our schools are still falling apart. There's things on the ground now to close some of the schools here in the city of Philadelphia because they're old, because of lack of students. But an arena is going to revitalize the city of Philadelphia. What's going to happen to the homeless? What is the money set aside for affordable housing in Chinatown? What is affordable housing? What is the real definition of affordable housing? You know, that's the new buzzword. All across this city, we're going to build affordable housing. Who's going to afford it? People that I talked to someone this week that came here from New York because of the rents were too high in New York. They told me that now the rents are moving towards the same cost of those in New York. And think about this. It was supposed to be no city money involved in this. Now there's $20 million that has to come from the city. Who's going to foot that bill? The taxpayers of this city. I get it. I get it, ladies and gentlemen. I get it. But each and every one of you, all 17 of you that sit, and the mayor, which makes 18, that are the governing body of this city, needs to begin to listen to the people that hired them. Because somebody's going to start trying to fire you. And they're going to go to the ballot box. if you didn't understand what happened in this last election, you better open your eyes and pay attention. We're going to take our first break. You're listening to Tony Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and WPEN 97.5 HD2. Our topic today, 76ers Arena Politics Part 2, The Vote, All But Done Deal.
I understand, ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man.
Welcome back to Tony Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and WPN 97.5 HD2. Our topic today is 76 Arena Politics, Part 2, The Vote, All But Done Deal. You know, as the song says, Andrea Day, stand up for something. If you don't stand up for something, then you stand up for nothing. And right now, I'm not sure whether our leadership here in the city of Philadelphia is truly standing up for the constituents that have empowered them to represent them. And don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not against this project. But what I am against is that there has not been, you know, we succumbed to the pressure of a billionaire. We succumb to the pressure of a sports entity that if this deal isn't done by the end of the year, you know, why are we allowing outsiders to dictate to us? Why are we allowing someone that owns the Sixers, has interest in the New Jersey Devils and the Washington Commanders? Nobody's talking about these things. You know, but then you have those that are saying the unions, oh, the jobs of this, of that, the other. If you looked at the pictures, majority of those folks that were for this arena did not look like you and I. But yet and still, you had the NAACP, you had the black clergy and vicinity standing up in support of something. But you're not doing the same daggone thing in your own communities. Why not put the same pressure, Germantown High? Let's go out to the airport, Kenyatta Johnson, Pepper Middle School, sitting out there, abandoned. Let's look at this. Look at all the development that goes on, But who is the ones that are benefiting? It's not the Philadelphia taxpayer. Again, the soda tax was a bust. It was a report about that. Look at all of these taxes that were implemented that were supposed to be economically to save this city, save our schools, save our children. Liquor by the drink tax that was supposed to be rolled back. Has anybody seen it rolled back? Cigarette tax, soda tax, or sugary beverage tax. All right? Let's look at those things. And then on top of all of that, the state tax is 6%. We pay in the city of Philadelphia an additional 2% tax. So it's 8% on taxable items. Now, this, where we broadcast from, is just a stone throw away from Philadelphia County, Cross City Avenue, and City of Philadelphia. I have seen, personally, a lot of these same decision makers on this side of the of Philadelphia County, which is Montgomery County, buying, shopping, buying their sodas. And that's why the soda tax was a bust. Their sugary drinks. Or they're buying them outside the city to avoid that additional tax. These are the same decision makers that are imposing these taxes that are going elsewhere. They're not even paying the tax, but they make six-figure salaries. The folks at the mom-and-pop stores in your community, the people that can't really afford these taxes, have to endure them. Let's really dig into what is going on here. Who is really benefiting? Our children aren't benefiting. It's those folks that have political, some of them, political aspirations or want to continue to hold their political power. And they have to do so by appeasing the PACs. Not they use the citizenry to get back in office or to get in office. And then you don't see them again, depending on what office they're running for, 2 years or 4 years or 6 years later. When they come shucking and jiving and smiling and everything, look at what happened the last election. Philadelphia didn't deliver. The same folks didn't deliver. And Grant, some of these folks are my friends. And I tell them to their face, they're wrong. Some of them I grew up with. Councilman Jones, I served with him in the original, don't get it twisted, what's out on 52nd Street is not the original Philadelphia Student Union. The original Philadelphia Student Union met at 1515 Cherry Street at the Friends Meeting House, and our advisor was the late David P., Representative David P. Richardson. So all of you folks out there, don't get it twisted. If you're going to talk politics or politics, make sure you understand the history of it. Make sure you understand what is going on. Make sure you understand when Philadelphia was a booming city, before it became succumbed to blight, before industries has moved out. Right here, right now, you have Tyson. Tyson, we're talking about a chicken plant, is leaving the city of Philadelphia. It's leaving the city of Philadelphia. What industries are we bringing back to Philadelphia? We had the Lady Garment Workers Union. We had After Six Tuxedos. We had a lot of booming industries here in the city of Philadelphia. We had an operating Navy base. You have to begin to understand, you know, these folks want to leave a legacy. An arena is a legacy. But what about those folks that are in the street? What's going to happen to the homeless people? What's going to happen to the hub? And let alone, how many people are you going to bring into the city? How are you going to move people around through traffic? Was there a traffic study done? Did anyone go into Reading Terminal and talk to those folks? What's going to happen when you have major conventions and a basketball or something going on at that arena? The streets are too small. But you're going to tell me we're going to have an economic boom. We haven't had an economic boom under any of the past mayors. We've been on a decline, and we've got to wait 7 years for economic boom. And if we don't have a winning team in 7 years, will that economic boom take place? What's going to happen if there's a gridlock downtown and the ambulances have to get to Jefferson Hospital, to the emergency room? You have a critical person. Are you going to divert them down Broad Street to Temple? A person that is in a life and death situation. Jefferson's closer, but you could be stuck in a gridlock. So you have to send them to Temple University Hospital, which they may or may not make it. Has anybody really thought this through? And a lot of people say, okay, we don't have an alternative. Nobody gave us an alternative. Well, you didn't give alternative. You closed all of that stuff down as soon as the 76ers said they wanted to build. Did the city look for an alternative to revitalize that area of Philadelphia? What was there? Let's think about it for a moment. In that area, you had Lit Brothers department store. You had Strawbridge and Clothier department store. You had Gimbel Brothers department store. You could walk down the street and you had the small boutiques. Then somebody had to bring an idea. Remember this? Willard Rouse, the gallery. The gallery did not have an economic boom. Why? Because the haves didn't buy cheap stuff. Think about this. As you walk down Chestnut Street, from Broad up or Broad down, what's there? What's there? But yet and still, you're going to tell me we're going to have an economic boom. Our children are going to benefit. How? Our children have never benefited from any of the taxes that were supposed to benefit the school district of Philadelphia. Think about it. Every time a tax was imposed, the school administration started hiring more and more people, assistant to the assistant to the assistant. We have more top-heavy government and top-heavy cabinets and spending tax dollars. And when you look at the local real estate taxes, keep going up. Who's going to be able to afford those taxes? The residents, the lifelong residents that live in the city of Philadelphia or have lived there all their life are now making choices. Water's gone up, gas has gone up, electric's gone up. And don't tell me about the alternatives to the energy, because when you go over to these alternatives, you got to read the small print. Yes, in the beginning, the prices are lower, but they start to climb. Who's looking at this? Who's looking at it? But we've got to look at it on how and why this is taking place. It's because an uneducated voter, or a voter that listens to folks that tells them, you go and vote straight this, straight that, or the other, and not become educated, we're already behind the eight ball. Think about it. We got a lot to do. We got a lot to ask, a lot of questions. Yes, the vote is going to take place. It's going to take place. And the Sixers have agreed to $60 million. That's the amount of money a team will give the city over 30 years. 30 years. That's $2 million a year. $2 million a year. Come on now. Who's going to mind that store? Having $20 million for affordable housing is a big deal that Chinatown does not need, and I think it helped offset some of the impact of the arena, said Councilman Mark Squilla, who represents $20 million. That's $20 million affordable housing that somewhere along the line, the city's got to come up with that. The money includes $5 million for business disruption fund that would help impacted businesses in the proposed city location, including those in nearby China. $5 million. It's going to take 7 years to build this building, possibly, or to open it in 7 years. $5 million. How long will $5 million? And who is going to decide how that money is spent and who gets it? $48 million earmarked for people who live inside of Chinatown, said Councilman Kenyatta Johnson. No deal is always a perfect deal, but through that deal, we were able to address a variety of concerns. $48 million. $48 million. These deals, I don't know who hashed these deals out. I don't know whether folks are astute enough or were astute enough to look at these numbers in real time. And as inflation grows, if it continues to grow, what's worth $5 million could be only worth $3 million. And I'm just throwing a number out. It goes down, not up. Things become costly, more costly. So what is the impact? What will be the economic impact? Show me the numbers. Show me how we have an economic impact. Show me or tell me, and I'm calling on some of you council people, and I know you all will be leaving to go on break after you go and make this vote. It will push this deal through. And it's true. Think about this. If I'm paying somebody $100 million and I got a whole team and I own the team, I'm definitely making money. I'm definitely making money. It does not make good sense when you don't talk about infrastructure. We're going to take our second break now. You're listening to Tone and Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and WPEN 97.5 HD2.
so I'm used to that. Look at the bottom of your maps and find Texas and see where Houston at. It's on the borderline of hard times. And it be seldom that you see homies breaking and giving God time. That's why I ask my mom to pray for me. Because I know that even I got to die and he got a day for me. And every morning I wake up, I'm kind of glad to be alive. Because thousands of my homeboys died. And very few died of old age. In most instances, the incident covered up a whole page. From Amsterdam to Amaretto, South Philadelphia to watch. The world is a ghetto.
What we see.
But did nobody care? They just put him in a box, nothing crucial. And it was business as usual, just like they do in the Fifth Ward, in the South Park, in the Bronx, in the Watts. You know they got crooked cops working for the system, making the less fortunate out of victims. Cause don't nobody give a damn about the Poe. It's double jeopardy if you're black or Latino. They drop their guns and drugs in the slums, got us killing one another over crumbs. Think I'm lying? Well, damn, I got proof. Name a section in your city where minorities group. And I'ma show you prostitutes, dope, and hard times. And a murder rate that never declines. And little babies sitting on the porch smelling smelly. Crying cause they ain't got food in their bellies. They call my neighborhood a jungle. And me an animal, like they do the people of Rwanda. Fools fleeing their countries to come here black. But see the same conditions and head right back. They find out what brothers already know.
The world is a ghetto.
What's up, out of town? Southern player down. I wish you would make the mistake and come around here with that mentality from your block. You mess around and get shipped home to your mama in a pine box. Cause we don't play that in the Fifth Ward. We got hustlers and players and jackers too, so fool disregard what you're seeing on them Western movies. Cause yo, I ain't never rode a horse before.
Welcome back to Tone and Tenor here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and WPN 97.5 HD2. Yes, the world is a ghetto. You know, most people don't realize ghetto actually does not mean you're poor. Ghetto is a name for a group of people in one particular area. But we do have in those particular areas, we have crime. You know, let's not. You know, even downtown, they're going to put a mini police station for SEPTA police and Philadelphia police. So how is that being funded? It's part of this package. But the million-dollar question is, if you already don't have enough police on the street as it is, how are you going to be able to graduate enough trained police law enforcement officers to patrol downtown Philadelphia or around the arena? You know, think about it. The access to the celebrities that go to those games, will they have priority of getting through gridlock and traffic? You know, think about $1 million for people that take SEPTA to the game. Come on, you know, how do you figure this out? How do you figure out what's going to and how this is going to be put into play? You know, there's a lot of questions and not a lot of answers. And sometimes we allow emotion to overtake the real deal. And when we let that emotion overtake it, we don't peel back the onion and we don't ask the right questions. You know, we don't, because once the emotion side gets into anything, you know, there becomes the appeasement. Let's make them think that we are actually thinking about possibly not doing this or that. In reality, they're actually the deal was already done. the deal was done. Think about those council people that are allies to Mayor Parker. They were not going to vote against it. Hogwash. They weren't going to vote against it. The so-called council people that were on the fence or wouldn't say nothing, they knew which way they were going to go. They just didn't want to get into the political fight. They waited, put their vote in, and moved on. They didn't want to get into it. You know, to attack is wrong, but let's put the facts on the table. If the, you know, just like writing a computer program, the if-then statements, if then this. You know, when you write that program, you got the arrows going this way, that way, and the other way. What are the consequences? Why did we have to, why did our leadership have to succumb to the demands of an entity and not listen to the people? Why? And I'm not saying that the vote would have went a different way, but constructive meetings, constructive questions, and constructive answers. We all have been to other cities that have arenas downtown. But if you look at where they are located, their streets are larger. Their rail systems are more functional. And their transit system is not facing a shortfall. And those of you, the unions that voted for these one-year deals that will come back into play next year, and some of you are the same unions that talked about jobs, will be the same ones that will be going up against the mayor so that you can have an increase in salary. And again, the people that are your neighbors, that are your aunts, that are your mothers, your fathers, your grandmothers, will have to endure the increases. The police, the unions that are here in the city of Philadelphia, if and when NTWU, SEPTA, if and when these numbers come out, how will this be paid for? How will it be paid for? What are the true answers? And I'm going to read something that Councilwoman Gauthier said. I don't understand why we would prioritize a flashy new arena over a special cultural asset that means so much to so many, like Chinatown. Chinatown is a place where people come and they go to eat. How many businesses will close? What was the economic impact? You know, what will be the economic impact on a U.S. staple that people come to Philadelphia to go eat at? Reading Terminal. When there's major conventions, it's packed. Again, economic impact. But will it be a growth or will it be a dud? You know, it's a lot of things that will take place before this arena even opens. And again, the jobs, the immediate jobs that will be created will be construction jobs. That will be the immediate jobs that will be created. But I would guarantee you, has anybody talked about how many minority contracts will be involved in that? How many women contracts will be involved in that? And I'm talking about real workers. I'm not talking about how many will be on those cranes. How many electricians that are of minorities will be working on it? How many pipe fitters? How many welders? Is there enough trained minorities that could get those good, great jobs? I'm not talking about the ones that's going to be sweeping up. I'm not talking about the ones digging the ditches. I'm talking about real, sustainable jobs. Because the arena jobs are not coming, listen to me, are not coming until the arena opens. So folks will still have to wait for those jobs. Don't believe it. Don't fall for the hype. We need infrastructure. We need folks to take a stand. Because if you don't stand for something, then you don't stand for nothing. And those, we need a real plan. We need the whole answers. And we all know that the development that's going on in this city is not for the minorities. Because there is a 2035 plan for the city of Philadelphia, and that's been out for a long time. If you can see downtown Philadelphia, then those are the areas that will be gentrified and renovated. And you see the cost of housing has gone up as well as rent. With that, I'm going to say thank you to our engineer today, Tyler, who's always been there. And thank you to TJ. And I want to thank you, our listeners. Follow us on social media. On X, we are at Tone and Tenor. On Instagram, we are at Tone and Tenor Radio. To find us on Facebook, just type in www.facebook.com/Tone and Tenor, all one word, to find our page. Yes, we need to wake up, and we need to wake up really quickly here in the city of Philadelphia, because we are one of the poorest cities, large cities, with no infrastructure, both transportation and otherwise. Thank you for listening to Tone and Tenor Talk Radio Show here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and WPN 97.5 HD2.
If you do, it's time to wake up your mind. We can make it better, and I know it might take some time, but we gotta start somewhere. How about with you and me? From us it goes to others, then we'll have our unity.
Wake up, all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer, catch all the hell. But they don't have so very long before the judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away?
shake up y'all mind. It's everybody's wake up call time. I can't sleep too long. Why they do the people wrong? Let's clean the world up before they sweep you gone. This is real talk, you can peep through songs. So when you feel weak, these words will keep you strong and help make a change for the better. It's hard for one to do it, but we can make some changes together. Get 'em.